China staged military drills off Taiwan's north, south, and east coasts on Tuesday as a stern warning against separatism and called Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te a parasite, as Taiwan sent warships to respond to China's navy approaching its shores. The exercises, which China has not formally named unlike the war games last year, are happening after a rise in Chinese rhetoric against Lai and follow on the heels of U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's Asia visit, during which he repeatedly criticized Beijing. China's military deployed ships, aircraft, and artillery to practice blockading the island, strikes on ground and maritime targets, and air interception to test forces' coordination in combat, Beijing's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement. Last May, 3 days after Lai's inauguration, Chinese forces staged war games to simulate seizing full control of areas west of the so-called First Island Chain and conducted live-fire missile exercises. China considers democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory and calls Lai a separatist. In a video accompanying its announcement, the Eastern Theater Command called him a parasite in English and depicted him as a green bug held by chopsticks over a burning Taiwan. Taiwan's government condemned the drills, with the presidential office saying China was widely recognized by the international community as a troublemaker, and that the government has the confidence and ability to defend itself. Taiwan's government rejects Beijing's sovereignty claims, saying only the island's people can decide their future. Two senior Taiwan officials told Reuters that more than 10 Chinese military ships had approached close to Taiwan's 24 nautical miles, 44 kilometers, contiguous zone, and Taiwan sent its own warships to respond. Taiwan's defense ministry said it had not detected any live fire by the Chinese military, but that at least 71 Chinese military aircraft and 13 Navy ships were involved. It added it did not know when the drills would end. Ministry spokesperson Sun Lifang said Taiwan's armed forces had elevated their readiness level to ensure that China does not turn drills into combat and launch a sudden attack on us. China's foreign ministry said the drills are legitimate and necessary actions to defend national sovereignty and safeguard national unity. China's reunification is an unstoppable trend. It will happen, and it must happen, Guo Jiakun, a spokesperson, said at a regular news conference today. Taiwan's stock market brushed off the rise in tensions, with the benchmark index closing up 2.8% today. Taiwan dispatches warships. Taiwan's defense ministry said that China's Shandong aircraft carrier group had entered the island's response area on Monday, adding that it had dispatched military aircraft and ships and activated land-based missile systems in response. The drills took place after Hegseth left the region following visits to Japan and the Philippines, where,